Welcome back. The Quincy Symphony Orchestra is back to live in-person performances. They've already had one this season, and there's another one coming up later on this week. So President Brian Hickox and conductor Yuichi Utagawa are here in person to tell us all about it. Hey, guys.
Hey, Joe. It's wonderful to be here.
It is great to have you both here. Really appreciate it. Not the first time you've been here in studio, actually, first time we're talking about live concerts, Brian, and you've already had your fall concerts.
Well, you know, as we evolved from our Zoom calls here on QATV to in person, and then we had actual performances outside at the Hancock Adams Common.
Yeah.
That was wonderful. Again, we really so much appreciate the invitation from the mayor to play for the community outside, and that's such a great venue.
It's super. Yeah, right. I was there for that concert with the Quincy Choral Society, yes. Right?
Yeah. That's right. And then we most recently had our first indoor performance.
Yeah, what was that like?
It was great.
Surreal? Is it fair to call it surreal?
I don't know. I wouldn't say it was surreal. Okay. It was just great. It was great to be back. And we weren't sure how many people would come. And we had a decent crowd.
That's great.
Yeah.
We were amazed.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We ran out of programs.
Really? Wow. Okay.
We like to see the exceeding expectations event. So that's exactly what occurred.
So it was your fall concert, right?
It was.
At Quincy High School?
Yeah. So we delayed our 250th celebration of Beethoven's birth by 1 year.
Okay.
I don't think he was offended.
we would never know.
he wasn't aware of it.
He wasn't aware of it. So we won't tell his family.
So we performed two of his fifth symphony and his fifth piano concerto.
Oh, okay.
And we had a wonderful solo pianist, Janice Weber. Yuichi invited her to join us, and
she was marvelous.
Really?
And she's played all over the world, and she's got an interesting multifaceted career. She also is a novelist.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't normally see the two paths cross.
It was great. And it's inspiring to perform with a pianist of her caliber.
Really?
And the musicians were thrilled. I was thrilled. The audience was thrilled. And we did the Fifth Symphony, which, you know, da-da-da-da. Everybody
right.
knows that.
Yes.
It was great. In some ways, it was as if we had never left, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in other ways, it was just a wonderful homecoming.
Did you happen to notice maybe new faces in the audience, perhaps, that you hadn't seen before? Or
maybe some.
I can speak to that a bit.
Okay.
Because following the performance, I went out into the audience, and there were some young teenage attendees,
mm-hmm.
and the parents were saying, the older of the two was so inspired, and he was so excited about it, and the interest that they both shared, just from the young person's point of view, is so great to see.
Yeah, very nice. Maybe inspiring the next members of the Quincy Symphony in the future.
We hope so.
I'm sure you do. Yeah. How did Brian, as a member of the symphony yourself, not only president but also a member, how do the musicians feel about being back in person?
You know, it's Yuichi always looks towards our performances with hard work ahead of time during the rehearsals.
Sure.
And, you know, that's when we work the kinks out. And this particular concert was, you know, challenging music that we really had to work hard at, especially coming off many of us of a long layoff.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of things to work out. Yuichi brought us through brilliantly, however, and we peaked at the performance, and it was wonderful.
Leave it to the teacher to give you a hard assignment after a year off. Was that intentional, Yuichi?
No, I think, but you know, I will say this, the people who come out to play in a volunteer work, so these are all kind of people who, they don't have to be motivated to do something.
They want to do this.
They
right?
want to do it, right? And they all practice hard, and they come prepared, and if there's a problem, they know it, and they know that they got to fix it, and they'll work on it. And so it's really not a hard process. It's a fun process.
Well, I would think, too, that, Brian, you can probably speak better, but I would think you'd want to be challenged, right, to improve your art.
Well, when one is in the midst of those challenging rehearsals,
I'm not saying it will be easy.
That's right.
At the time, but after the fact, you look back and you say, "Look what I did."
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's a sense of accomplishment.
Yeah.
Of growth as a musician, And so we do look for programming sometimes to stretch our previously set boundaries.
Right.
And Yoichi's done that over several decades now with the orchestra, and that's fun to see. And some of the programming coming up this season and the following season will be new.
Really? Really?
New to the orchestra.
Yeah. Okay, well that's saying something for an orchestra that's been around almost 70 years to come up with a new new material and new performances. Yeah.
Well, you know, so for example, there's a much greater appreciation and understanding of the need to, you know, in history there, but there have been some great black composers mm-hmm. that we just haven't, I mean, going to school, I never heard about them, never learned about them. And then, you know, because of some of the things that have been going on recently, there's a renewed interest in listening and looking.
Okay.
And there's some terrific works out there. And so, and by women composers, too.
Okay.
There have been some great, talented, amazing women composers that I never learned it.
Really?
Yeah. No. Okay. And it's great to discover that. And so we're going to try to bring some of those things into our programming.
Okay.
And that's the great thing about doing something like music is that every day you got something new to learn, and you're just never going to know even a fraction of it. So.
In the immediate future, though,
yes.
we do know it's the Tis the Season Symphony and Song annual holiday concert. Right, is coming up Thursday, December 2nd, Quincy High School at 7 p.m. What's going to be happening this year, Yoichi?
Well, this is a concert where we do holiday favorites.
Yes.
So, but the thing that we love so much about it is the opportunity to work with the students and the teachers of the Quincy Public Schools. And this is one of our favorite events because there's the John Adams String Orchestra. Judy Lai is their director, and we're going to do a couple numbers with them. And then the teachers, under the leadership of Michael DeMarco, are going to do a number that Michael has written an arrangement of for the orchestra and the teachers.
Okay.
Speaking of new composers.
Yes. Yeah, right. Yeah. One right here in our midst.
Exactly. Okay. He's terrific.
Okay.
And the teachers are great, of course. And it's a great chance for the students to see their teachers performing
sure.
as well. So. That's a real a blast. And then the combined choirs of the two high schools. They're going to do a couple numbers, and then we're going to do a couple numbers with them.
Okay.
So, you know, that's always just a treat for us. And so it's one of our favorite concerts.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it all strictly, you know, holiday favorites?
Holiday favorites, you know. Okay. You'll hear Sleigh Ride in there somewhere.
Okay.
And Nutcracker.
Yes.
And
everything you'd expect from a holiday
everything
concert.
Everything you'd expect. Some Hanukkah tunes. And,
oh, all right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Perhaps even a sing-along.
Yeah, perhaps a sing-along.
Okay.
With masks on, because.
Well, since you brought it up, Yoichi, let me ask you, Brian, what is the kind of the COVID protocol for the Quincy Symphony Orchestra?
Yes, well, you know, we follow so many different entities, guidelines, protocols that we see, you know, certainly federal, state, city, and then bringing it down to the local school.
Yes.
So that's our basis, that, you know, that's our standard.
Okay.
And so certainly we would look to each person to bring their own mask.
Okay.
And the orchestra not only is masked when they're not performing, strings always masked.
Oh.
And wind players, brass players, you know, of course.
When they're not playing, right.
Yeah. When they're not playing. And each of the performers in the orchestra are fully vaccinated.
Okay.
So we've worked hard at those protocols, and thanks to all that have participated with regard to understanding how important this is and complying to these new protocols that we've put in place.
Sure. Well, here in Massachusetts, the mask mandate for public school buildings, which you will be in, mm-hmm. has been extended. So that kind of takes that decision-making process away from you. So. But that's the only requirement, right, for the audience?
That's correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Good to know. Just want folks to be prepared. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's going to look like a traditional holiday concert. There's the dinner performance and the VIP seating beforehand, mm-hmm. right?
That's always well attended.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the concert itself is very, very well attended
sure.
each year. But in talking with Keith Sagala year in and year out about the dinner ahead of time,
yep.
it's well subscribed.
Yes, it's a three-course dinner provided by the students in the culinary arts program. Yeah, yeah. So really letting that art be involved in this as well. So maybe inspiring some new chefs, too, at the same time.
Dinner and a show.
Dinner and a show. Right here in Quincy, yeah. Is it earlier this year than in years past?
No, you know, we've done the 7 o'clock star before. Now, the one thing that we are...
No, I mean in the month. Is it earlier in the month?
No, it's usually about this time
of
the year. Yeah.
And 7 o'clock, but yeah, you're
and 7 o'clock, and this year, what one little twist is, we're not going to have intermission. We're just going to go from straight 7 to 8:30.
Okay.
So, and so I think because of COVID protocols and things like that, some orchestras are doing just a concert that goes without break.
Yes. So yeah, I know the BSO is doing.
Yeah, is the BSO doing that
From time to time?
Yes. Time to time. Yeah.
You know, we've seen that evolve a little bit with the BSO as well.
Yeah, they're also doing. You might be aware, Brian, a show specifically for folks with sensory issues, if you will.
That's right, and it's much more relaxed environment.
Yeah.
You know, I remember my first BSO concert, a young person's concert, and feeling like you know we needed to be dressed up and sit in our chairs and. Be well behaved.
Yes.
You know, it's well, Yuichi still has us do that at the QSO, but the specific attention to the sensory concert that I understand with the BSO is of just a much more relaxed environment.
It's okay to shout out during the concert,
absolutely.
Right? And clap during the concert, and really let them experience it. Folks with autism, for instance.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's
absolutely.
A wonderful idea.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
My next line of questioning was, do you think something at the QSO could be something
well,
similar?
Well, you know, all kidding aside, Brian, kidding aside about me being very strict, we actually are pretty loosey-goosey at the Quincy Symphony. I mean, we encourage people to express themselves in the audience if they like something.
Do
like
you? Okay.
Oh, absolutely. You know, like this tradition of not clapping between movements in the symphony.
Yes.
We don't encourage that at all. If you like it, you should clap.
All right.
We're musicians. We like it when we get some feedback.
Feed off of that energy, right?
Yeah. And you know, like during holiday pops, there'll be a sing along, and if the music calls for it, there might be a clap along. I don't know about holiday pops, but when we do Stars and Stripes and things like we always want audience participation.
Okay.
And
perhaps in Sleigh Ride, some people.
Yeah, that's right. In Sleigh Ride, every year we kind of goof off with that, where the whip part is. You know, we get people to clap along in the audience. You know, and if they miss, we give them point the finger at them and say, "You miss." No, I'm kidding.
He's even conducting the audience.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, typically, I know that the superintendent of public schools gets involved with a little conducting.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if he's going to do
it. I was going to say, this superintendent is a little bit more reserved.
He may not do it, we'll see.
Okay.
Keith sent me an email and said that I was on my own this year, you know.
Okay.
I was thinking about maybe dragging Keith up or something.
now he may go for that, yeah. All right, so we never know what to expect.
No, and the thing is, it's... 'Tis the season. I mean, it's the holidays. Yeah. It should be a joyful celebration. That's what, I mean, at the Quincy Symphony, we want to have fun.
Yeah.
Right? We want to we take it seriously, but at the end of the day, if you haven't had any fun, why bother? I mean, right? Music is about...
It's entertainment, right?
It's entertainment. It's a feeling. It's being about being alive and enjoying life.
Yeah, and certainly this year, maybe a little escapism, too, from what's going on in the real world.
We can all use a little escape.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. You talk about feeding off the energy of the audience. That's something that virtual worlds cannot provide, I don't think, in the same way.
Yeah. I don't think so. There's something about just being in the same room with people in the same space.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel it, and it's. I don't know. I don't think the metaverse is ever going to.
Yeah. Replace that.
I hope it doesn't. Yeah. I don't think it will.
Well, each performance is unique, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
absolutely.
When it's happening at that time, that is the moment. Yeah. That's not something that'd be replicated.
Yeah. And in playing in a hall, there's the, you know, once if we're playing in our own practice rooms, you know, it's such a solo environment, and even with Zoom, there is some tuning to the other people and things of that sort, but it's not that same one environment that we see in a concert hall. And then now fill that with people.
Right.
And that enhances that energy and that interaction.
Yeah, you go from an individual experience to a shared experience, a whole different dynamic.
And isn't that what music's all about?
Exactly, yeah. Yoichi, as you're well aware, I'm sure, Stephen Sondheim just passed away.
A giant. And you know, I was reflecting on that and thinking also that there have been so many giants who have come before us.
Yes.
But the good news is that there is so much talent in the world. Mm. And just very quickly, we often do a youth competition.
Yes, right, yes.
And we're always floored, right, by the amount of talent, young talent that comes in and plays for us. We're like, we're judging them?
Right.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, you've talked about this
before. And I tell you that there have been great giants, but believe me, there are going to be giants coming forward. So that bodes well for the human race.
Well, not only with regard to our concerto competition, mm-hmm. Which the soloist will perform in May at our Youth Performs concert, but also we have a special treat in February, our February 20th concert.
Oh, yes.
Some 50 years ago, Victor Rominel was a 10-year-old violinist, young prodigy, who played with the Quincy Symphony Orchestra.
Really?
Some 50 years later, we've invited him back. Over the past period of time, we've lent him out to the Boston Symphony Orchestra. And on February 20th, he comes back home to the Quincy Symphony Orchestra to perform Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in E minor.
Yeah. Wow.
That'll We're so looking forward to that.
That'll be exciting.
February the 20th. Okay. Yeah. Is that your next concert after Tis the Season?
That's right.
That's the winter concert, yeah.
That's right.
It's good to know he didn't forget his roots, right?
Exactly. So as we speak about the quality or the talent of youth, well, there it was some 50 years ago in our midst, and who would have known that he would have such a prolific career with the Boston Symphony Orchestra, one of the great institutions of symphony music in the world.
Yeah. Well, there is something to look forward to after this, for sure. And the concert for Tis the Season, is this also, it used to be a fundraiser for the Quincy Public Schools, is that
yes,
still
and
part
it
of the
still is.
Okay.
It still is.
Okay.
And so it's great to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's just no down. It's all up, you know.
Sure.
Win, you know.
Good time to mention, too, that the Symphony is a nonprofit organization that is sustained by donations. So every ticket that you sell goes right back into the Symphony's scheduling and operations.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, we're so appreciative and dependent upon the philanthropy of our community, of our local government, individuals. It truly makes the world go round for our community orchestra.
Yeah.
And if anyone has any specific requests, they can reach out to me directly.
Mm-hmm.
My email address is president@QuincySymphonyOrchestra.org.
Okay.
I've had a number of people recently want to participate in some benevolent contributions or, you know, some remembrances of family members or other musicians.
Nice.
And they can contact me directly, and we'll make special arrangements for that.
Great. I want to wish you both a very happy holiday season. Thank you very much. Look forward to 2021, 2022 for the QSO.
Thank you so much.
As always, a pleasure.
Yeah.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Thank you.